Iowa Blue Showcase, episode number 11. I got some bad news on Facebook that one of the guys that kind of showed me how to play blues piano, Dan Duran, has cancer, and it was a brain tumor. They treated it, and it looked like it was going to be, everything was going to be good, and then unfortunately it came back, and now there isn't anything they're going to be able to do. I just wanted to dedicate the show to him, and I wanted to feature his band, because the Iowa Blues Showcase, the whole idea of it is to showcase the blues. It's not really about Iowa, it's just where we're at. You know, Dan really was important in my life. I mean, when I got to Kansas City, I was just a kid. I was like 23 years old, and I didn't know a whole heck of a lot. And, you know, I was a rock guy, and I was getting into blues, you know, by accident. You know, I was trying to make it in rock and roll for a couple years, and then decided to play blues. And then when I switched over to blues, I had no idea what to do with my left hand, so I basically became a one-handed piano player for a while. And I kind of knew I had to improve because, you know, people were starting to say things about, you know, why don't you play with your left hand, what's wrong with your left hand, blah, blah, blah. And so I started going out because I knew who the good piano players were, you know, because Dan and Larry Van Loon and Roy Searcy, you know, all those guys were playing in Kansas City. And of them all, Dan in particular, his left hand was something that I wanted to be able to do that because he was like this powerful player. And he had this syncopation that even... I was listening to his stuff earlier today, and I'm like, oh, why don't I do that? because there's just something about the way he plays. It's very powerful, and as a piano player, you know, most people don't have that ability to translate that, you know. There's a handful of them out there, and he's one of them, and it's like, with him, it's like you don't even need a band because you've got the bass with his left hand, he's playing rhythm with his right, and then he can go off rhythm and play lead and still keep that bass rolling, and that's really the key. If you can do all three of those, it's like you really don't need anything. Especially when it comes to blues. You know, I learned, and another thing about Dan, he would share with you, and not all musicians are like this, you know. A lot of them are. Larry Van Loon was. Roy Searcy, I was just too scared to talk to him because he was like this huge giant to me, you know. He was like a monster piano player. He played, you know, a lot of jazz stuff and stuff. I couldn't talk to him, but Larry and Dan, I had talked to them, and Dan would, you know, he'd let me watch what he would do. I mean, and there were other blues cats, and I don't want to mention their names, but they refused to show me stuff. It's like, I would ask them, and they would go, you know, and it's like, but Dan wasn't that way. I mean, Dan would show you, you know, and they were like arpeggios that I wanted to know how to play, and he would, you know, show me, and it was like, you know, it was awesome. So, anyway, tonight, we're going to dedicate our show to him, and we're going to be listening to his live show at the Grand Emporium back in, way, way back in January of 1991. This is from the CD Alive in Kansas City, which I looked up. You can still buy on Amazon. There's at least 5 used copies floating around. I was lucky. I picked this up probably, I'd say mid-90s, when I was driving a tour bus. I remember we were down at Crown Center, and I was in a store, and there it was. And I'm like, whoa, it's Dan, it's a CD. And I bought it, and I've been playing the heck out of it ever since. And now I've got it on digital on my iPod. I didn't look to see if it's on iTunes. That might be wishing for too much. But it might be there. I will check it out. If it is, I'll put something on Facebook. But anyway, this is Live in Kansas City, the band that he had, and most of these guys I remember. Paul Hartfield was his bass player. Dana Smith was his sax player. Alan Fishnell was on the drums. John Seltzer was the trumpet player, and he also sang. And the song that he will be singing is called Party Girl. It's like going to be the last song you hear tonight. And that was his standard tune. It's like Dan did most of the show, and then John would sing Party Girl. And then Bill Dye, the amazing guitar player, he plays a little slide on this too. And Bill still plays. He plays down in Kansas City with John Paul and his own band. He's a legend in his own right. So anyway, here's the songs you're going to hear tonight. Tipitina, She Walks Right In, Into the Night. The next fool will be, which is an old Charlie Rich tune. And holy cow, Dan just tears into this one. And it's one that I really need to learn because, man, it's awesome tune. Benny's Bugle, Fat Guy Wiggle, Marie, I've Got Eyes for You, She's Gone, and Party Girl. So, anyway, Dan, I love you, man. Really sorry about what's going on. God bless you on your journeys. And I hope that... your legacy is well established with this CD and everything else you've done over the years, and all of us players who have, you know, learned from you and keep playing and keeping the blues alive. So God bless you. All right. We'll come back at the end of this and get you updated on the Iowa Blues Showcase on the shows coming up. We'll talk to you then. So, ladies and gentlemen, Dan Duran Band, alive in Kansas City. And this is the Iowa Blues Showcase.
out to you. Get rid of me. Tell me who will the next move be? I know, yes, I know. There's things about you he'd like to know. So after all is said and done, you wouldn't be satisfied. Baby, you
tears falling from his eyes. I know, yes, I know. Best things about you in life. So after all is said and done, you wouldn't be satisfied with anyone. Oh,
vigil. We'll be right back. drummer. We'll be right back. saxophone.
You stay at home. Party girl, party girl, why don't you stay at home? You done lost all your glamour and your health is almost gone. Party girl, you used to be so fine. Party girl, you used to be so fine. Bright lights and whiskey cause you to lose your mind. Till your tonsils got sore, you got bags under your eyes, big as a barnyard door. Wake up, party girl, don't you know the cops around? Yes, you're dead on your feet, and it's your last go round.
Hey, welcome back. Yeah, man, I was like snapping my fingers and dancing around the room. That was awesome. Man, good memories too. Gosh, I can remember back there in 1991 in particular, you know, just playing with John Paul and the Hellhounds, and it's like hanging out with Dan and all those cats. Man, that was good times. Well, anyway, while the music was playing, I did go onto iTunes and I didn't find anything on there. So, But anyway, Amazon does have 5 copies of this, hard copies of it, that apparently used. So you can pick up a copy that way. All right. As far as the shows go, one other thing I was going to say. When Benny's Bugle and Fat Guy Wiggle, I mean, that's only 5 guys doing that. I mean, that's 5 amazing musicians, but that's just 5 guys. It sounds like a full big band, but it's just 5. Like I said, these guys were incredible. Tight, wonderful band. And Dan was a wonderful guy, too. So, God bless you, Dan. All right. Back to the showcase. We're going to be recording new shows. In September 25th at Grandview College at the Speed Lyceum. I think we're going to start at 7 o'clock right now. That's the thing, but we're 2 months out, so, you know, who knows. The house band is the original house band, with the exception of Dave Andrews, who is in Texas. But, hey, Dave, if you're listening and you're going to be in town, hey, you could be the drummer. I don't care. It'd be nice to have the whole band back, but, you know, not a big deal. Because Rick covered, or there's a couple other guys that we could talk to. But I'm leaving it open just for you. Anyway, new shows start on the 25th of September. Haven't decided who's going to be the guys that we're going to feature yet. I've talked to several people, and so... I just have to decide who's going to play September, October, November, and December. So this will be season 5. Yes, season 5 of the Isle Blue Showcase. Not sure what podcast numbers those will be, but obviously we'll continue on week to week here, doing different things until we get the new live shows. So hope to see you again. We're being sponsored by the Grandview Swing Club, and I'm excited about that. And I'm excited about college kids who like the blues because there's so few of them. and it's awesome, and they're really nice people. We've played the Bad Boys of the Blues, which is different from the house band. It's hard to explain. I'll explain it some other day. But the blues band I have, Bad Boys of Blues, we've played a lot of shows for the swing groups here in town, Step Into Swing. And we played for the Cyclone Swing Club. So we love doing those shows. And, you know, if it weren't for them, I don't think there'd be any young people listening to the blues. So they keep us going, and so we're really glad that they're partnering with us at Grandview University. So anyway, September 25th will be our first show, and we look forward to having you there. Next week, we'll get back into the regular schedule of things. I'm not real positive where I left off on our chronology, but it's either a January show or a first part of February show. Well, I'll surprise you. But anyway, we'll go back to chronology shows, and then we'll see where we're at after that. But anyway, I hope you had a great night. You know what? Things seem to be settling down around in the world. You know, there's a lot of crazy politics, but it seems like people are kind of mellowing out. Maybe summer is, you know, cooling people off here. The weather's gotten a little better. But anyway, just want to thank you for enjoying your Sunday nights and Mondays and whatever time of the week you listen to this. And please have a safe summer or the rest of it. And we want to see y'all in September. God bless y'all. And good night from the Iowa Blue Showcase.